Welcome to Countdown to Kickoff here on WAER.
Across the 10 to the 5, still on his feet, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Syracuse.
Battle straightaway free, sinks it. Tyus Battle is 5 for 5. The freshman is on fire.
Pass in front to Evans. Oh, what a shot and a goal. Behind the back by Jordan Evans.
Welcome back to the double overtime here on WAER.
The greatest stories from America's greatest college sports station. It's time for the best of WAER Sports Podcast.
Some things just go really well together. Laverne and Shirley. Peanut butter and jelly. Mario and Luigi. This week on the Best of WAER Sports Podcast, Jack Patel looks at a duo on the Syracuse University football team that's causing matchup nightmares for the opposing teams.
When you think of great partnerships in sports, the names that come to mind include Jordan and Pippen, Manning and Harrison, Ruth and Garrick. But for Syracuse football faithful, another duo has shot to the top of that list.
Dungy, quick snap, flips it far side, Irv Phillips, outside the numbers, tumbling near the goal line. Did he make it in? Fans think he's in. He is in. It's a Syracuse touchdown. Dungy takes the snap, pumps left, throws right, back corner of the right end zone. It's a catch. Syracuse touchdown. The catch made in the back right corner of the end zone by Steve Ishmael, and Syracuse is inches away from LSU. It's a trick play, handoff, rolling right. Butler looks to the end zone, throws to the end zone. Phillips makes the catch. He's in for a Syracuse touchdown.
The Oregon native takes the snap, has time, throws it near side, and caught. Touchdown, Syracuse. Steve Ishmael beats Nick McCloud. Syracuse still has life.
That's right, the senior wide receiver duo of Steve Ishmael and Irv Phillips has been making all the headlines this season for Syracuse football, and for good reason. Last week, Phillips set a school and ACC record with 17 receptions for a career-high 188 yards. Syracuse quarterback Eric Dungy has nothing but praise for the wideout.
He's a very dynamic player. He's just very savvy with what to do. He understands the defenses and where to, you know, kind of get to. So I think that's the best thing about him.
But don't sleep on Ishmael either. The receiver currently sits second in the nation with 632 yards in the air this season. But for Dungy, he saw that dominant play coming from a mile away.
Like I said, I mean, everyone's shocked by Steve. But I mean, it's about time he's on that list. I mean, he's one of the best receivers there is. So he's got some of the greatest hands. So, I mean, it's not a shock to me. No turnaround at all. That's what Steve's been doing since freshman year. People just forgot about him. So, I mean, I think Steve started to prove those people wrong.
But even with their accomplishments on the field, head coach Dino Babers says the pair's relationship off the field helps set the standard for game time.
Oh, they're an item off the field. They're like big brother, little brother, taking care of each other. But, you know, those guys are really cool. They're really good friends. I think they do a nice job with the young freshmen that are in the group, trying to give them the right work ethic and leave us with the right mental attitude for when these guys graduate 6-7 games from now.
Roommates for the past 3 years, Ishmael says the bond with each other moves past just teammates.
I love everybody the same, but you know, just Irv, especially since me and him are the same grade level and we knew each other for the longest. You know, I know I could talk to him in a different way that I could talk to somebody else. And he knows that he could talk to me in a different way because we have that chemistry, you know. Yeah. So I feel like we're tight, and you know, we treat each other like brothers.
Even with the close bond, the pair isn't afraid to get competitive every once in a while.
There's so much, man. You know, we play the game together. You know, we always talk smack. You know, always competing with each other. I say those are the memories, man. You know, because on the field, we're going to war together. You know, those are most definitely the memories. But you know, just the little things like off the field, building that relationship, and just being able to play games with each other is really cool.
Competitive juices aside, Ishmael stresses that the close bond helps them build and learn from one another's talents.
Yeah, we mostly talk about like the game, you know, about just like plays that we could have made. You know, I feel like there was a lot of plays that I could have made in the game, you know, so me and Irv, we always talk about the plays that, you know, that would have helped us to start off early and to win and to be in front a lot more early.
While Orange Nation has been pleasantly surprised by the stellar play from the receiving core, Ishmael says they knew it was coming all along.
I feel like we knew that we can do this. You know, we knew that we had the confidence in each other and in the receiving unit as well, that we can go out there and we can put up numbers and that we can help the team win in any way possible. But, you know, I feel like it's just been the consistency in our routes and our catching. You know, and now things are just opening up.
Accomplishments aside, however, the pair knows that at the end of the day, it's all about the W.
It's been cool temporarily, man, but you know, it's really like a dagger in your heart when you got those great accomplishments, but you don't get a win. You know, I feel like the stats don't really matter after that, because at the end of the day, I feel like winning is everything. You know, it's not everything, but you know, winning is the main goal. Yeah. And you know, with them stats, you know, we know that we're trying our best to help the team in any way possible. But you know, we just feel like we got to do a lot more better. You know, whether it's us getting 25 catching, you know, anything we got to do to win the game, you know, that's one thing that we really focus on and we're hoping to achieve.
And with just a 2-3 record, Ishmael knows the Cuse will need both him and his partner in crime's dynamic ability each and every game. Jack Patel, WAER Sports.
You've been listening to the best of WAER Sports Podcast. Find a full broadcast schedule at our website, WAER.org. And follow us on Twitter at WAER Sports.